Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice has your chance for 3-day outside lands passes. Did you hear me? Alice has your chance for 3-day outside lands passes.
Got it. What do I do?
It's one of those things where people go, wait, what? So all you have to do is listen. 705, 1105 with VHale, 405 and 505 with our Janie. We'll give you keywords. All you have to do with these keyword contests that we do is know our Alice contest line, which is it's a text number, 20357. Don't be confused because it's only five numbers. It's special because it's a contest number. Text the keyword that we give you to 20357. That's it. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of 3-day festival passes to Outside Lands on August 9th through 11th at Golden Gate Park. I know it, Vinny. Very, very exciting. Hey, if you're coming across the Bay Bridge, don't forget to look left when you get to the metering lights. There's one of those digital billboards. It's a big, you know, huge billboard, and it scrolls through a couple things. But we've got a Benson Boone Alice billboard up, and it's so cool. And we're all excited for the sold-out show at the Masonic next month. We were the first station ever to play Benson Boone's music on the radio. So we're feeling huge about this. And, you know, it's a lot of work. Jane gets the stuff taken care of and gets it figured out. Alice at 97.3 plus Benson Boone equals beautiful things. And it's a picture of him and that little line on the billboard. So if you're at the metering lights heading into San Francisco, that is where you'll see it. Okay. Buckle up.
All right.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about conjoined twins.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's Abby. Let's see if I can find the other one's name. Abby and Brittany. Abby and Brittany Hensel. They are conjoined twins, and they're like really two heads on an extra wide set of shoulders. Now it's two arms, two legs. It's like a body with two heads. And one of them married. And we spent a lot of time talking about it. And I think that they are incredibly interesting. They do have separate lives, as much as that is possible for two people who are literally in the same body. But I felt good about us talking about it. And I've actually seen them on talk shows over the years as they've been growing up, and now they're in their 30s, 34-year-old twins. And they're another set of twins, conjoined twins, showed up at my house yesterday via the New York Times or whatever. And there was some news about these two. And this is another set of conjoined twins. that I've seen over the years on Oprah, on whatever, you know, daytime television shows, Jerry Springer. But these two are in their 60s. So the thing about this is Lori and George Schappel, also known as Lori and Reba Schappel. There's a lot of confusing details about the lives of these two. They survived for 62 years. They're joined at the head. It's almost like eyeball to eyeball. It's like side of the face to side of the face. So there, one is looking over the other's shoulder, if you can picture that. And one of them, the one named George at birth, has spina bifida and so is wheeled around on a cart by the conjoined twin whose name is Lori. They are distinct people, but at birth, the doctors said they are inseparable. They are inseparable. We cannot unconjoin them. They share a circulatory system and we give them about a year to live. And now, 62 years later, they've shown everybody up.
All right.
Yeah, they did.
You did some weird things with names, though.
There's a few. I'm going to get to all of that because I know that, you know, while we'll be careful about this and respectful, it's freaking incredibly interesting, these two. And I just really enjoyed the conversation that we had about the Hensel twins. And so I thought you would maybe be interested in this, too. So these two have unfortunately passed away at the age of 62. 62 years, these
yesterday,
two guys.
Yesterday, they did?
Yesterday or the day before.
I just met them.
No, right, yes. Well, luckily there's lots of pictures and documentation and some fun facts about their life growing up. So these two, they're conjoined twins, Lori and George.
Who died on April 7th.
Okay. So it has been a couple. Okay.
It was just recently reported,
right,
though.
They died April 7th. They lived in Philadelphia. They were 62 years old. Their death, which was at a hospital, was announced by a funeral home, which did not cite a cause. Mm. I have no idea. It did occur to me. I hate to say it. My morbid curiosity. These are two people who are joined at the head. And
right.
And they look different directions. Are they going to be buried together in one big coffin?
If they died at the same time and they're attached for their whole lives, I would think so, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, or would they be separated and put into the same coffin, or would they be separated and put into two, or would they just be cremated, and what would happen? Yeah, I get it.
It's curiosity,
it is,
sure.
It is a curiosity. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, their skulls are partly fused. They did manage to lead independent lives.
Really?
Yes. Believe it or not. Wait till you hear some of this stuff. So they share circulation. So unless you somehow could have divided that, it's absolutely fatal, non-viable, they're calling it here.
So is this like a deal where they, today I face front?
Well, here's the thing. So as I mentioned, the one who was named George at birth, who was assigned female genitalia, or they said this person is female, and yet the name is George. It's a very confusing story.
When you say assigned,
they say it in the story.
Oh, okay, so the doctor is determining at birth, then.
Okay, let me.
Is there a wiener on that carcass anywhere?
I don't actually. Can you see if you can Google that?
Yeah. Look it up.
I truly do not know. So. They were born connected at the sides of their forehead. So it's like their eyes are sort of lost in the mix. It's like if you were leaning your head against someone and your opposite eyes there and you're looking over each other's shoulders. They look in opposite directions. Lori was able-bodied and pushed George, who had spina bifida, on a stool that had wheels. So she's in charge of their movement. George was now listen carefully, okay? George was assigned female at birth and took on a new name in the 1990s, Reba, for country singer Reba McEntire, but then later came out as a trans man.
What?
But also was the one confusing between them who grew their hair out long and wound it up in a hair clip. It's really confusing.
Oh,
I see. Don't they have one head?
They have.
So he grew out his side of the head?
Yes, his side of the hair is grown out.
Oh, jeez.
Her side, his, trans man. And then Lori, who is also, I think, a woman, I'm not positive, had the short hair and kind of a more masculine look. So they would always insist adamantly that they were distinct people. We're two human beings who were brought into the world connected at one area of the body. This is a condition that happened through birth. People have to understand that when they see this, gesturing to the heads conjoined, all they see is this. There is so much more to Reba and I than this, is the quote. Get past this already. Everybody get past it and learn how to know the individual person.
Well, this is what I believe.
Okay.
Anytime you meet someone who has any kind of anything different in general, but especially something this profound, if you're around them regularly, it normalizes.
Yes.
It absolutely does. But you can't possibly expect someone to hear this story and even be able to keep up with it.
It's truly incredibly difficult because they tell you which twin is which, and the one who's a trans man is the one with the long hair and the hair clip and the kind of feminine look.
I'm not looking at a picture either as you tell this story, and I imagine most listeners aren't either. So I'm trying to figure out, and I don't have the other two girls.
They're distinctly separate heads and personalities.
And I'm sitting here going, I don't even know if are they two girls? I don't know. I'd seen them before. This is them. Bryn's showing me now.
Yes. And we have a few pictures. So that is on the left is Lori. That's and then on the right with the hair clip. Oh, here we go. Put that back.
Yeah, they switched it up.
Okay, so in this picture,
they look like they're in jail. Are they in jail?
They're not. They have a very specialized room, and what they're doing
and
is
their outfits look like jails.
Well, they're not. I mean,
jumpsuits. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Never mind.
No,
go on.
It's okay. One's wearing sort of a red jumpsuit.
They're both on chairs there, though.
No.
One is standing.
One is standing. And so the one on the right is Lori. George is on the left in this picture. George is the one with the long...
On the seat.
On the seat, yes. Has spina bifida and has to be wheeled around. That's a wheel around chair. Okay. So George... I'll start with Lori. Lori worked at a hospital laundry in the 1990s and enjoyed bowling. Don't know how, but that is something that she enjoyed. George, who changed his name to Reba.
From, does it say? Dory was the name before.
It was Lori and Dory?
Lori and Dory. And George, Dory changed their name to George. And it appears to be that they were officially the first set of conjoined twins to be different sexes. I guess they're typically always the same sex.
Oh.
So then the Guinness Book of World Records noted that because George became transgender or the gender transition.
Yes.
Made him and Lori the first set of conjoined twins to identify as different genders.
Okay, so I didn't know that he was born Dory.
Yes.
So you're saying he's born Dory. Then he changes to Reba because he's still sort of identifying female, because he has a country music career, Vin. Songs that have been released and used in movies.
You know, I know you're not seeing a pic out there, and now I'm seeing one. And when you first told the story, I was too caught up in what I know of the other.
Yes.
Conjoined
Hensel twins, right?
They're very separate bodies, so they do have separate
junk
bathroom areas.
Yeah,
I don't know how to word that.
Bathroom areas sounds about right.
Okay. So you're saying the Reba on the chair that can't walk,
right?
Plays guitar and has music hits.
No,
or just sings.
Just sings. And when Reba performed, I should say. We've lost these two. They have passed.
I have a question.
Yes, okay.
when one of them is performing there, like you said, one of them works at the hospital, and then you said the other one is a country music star. Do they put like a blanket over the other one as if they're not there?
That is exactly what they do.
Get the...
No, this is the part I wanted to get to. So, when... Oh, what we're looking at now is a clip of them. Oh, here they are singing. This is Reba singing.
Bye to you. One right still made too wrong.
Oh, it's on Springer. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
And this is, but there's no blanket.
Not
so you
in
were
that
just
one.
Kidding.
No, not kidding.
That's real? They really do that.
So these are early days. They're still Lori and Dory in that picture. I'm not sure when they were on the Jerry Springer show, and I actually was sort of hoping that they would sound better than that. The Farrelly brothers did a movie called Stuck on You. It starred Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon as conjoined
twins. I remember
twins.
It, yes.
Reba, Dory as Reba, as George, sang a song called The Fear of Being Alone over the closing credits of that movie.
Oh.
And the two of them...
What's the name again?
The name of the song is The Fear of Being Alone.
Fear of Being Alone.
So they also, George as Reba, performed country music all around the world, apparently, won a Los Angeles Music Award for the Best New Country Artist in 1997.
Well,
sang,
that's nice.
Yes. It is nice. It's how nice for them, her. When the Farrellys met Lori and originally Lori and Dory, they hired them as technical consultants on the film. They actually wanted this film with Matt Damon and Greg
I was
Kinnear.
Definitely thinking whether or not there was anything they could provide, but they got probably some good money out of that. So that's nice, right?
Yes.
Everybody needs money, and there they are getting filmed, you know. Money.
I suspect they need money. I suspect that there's probably a lot of costs that are associated with that.
And you're telling me one of them transitioned, too. Because that costs money as well.
I do not believe that a transition happened. I believe that they feel that they are a man. And I say that they're living like that. Although most of these pictures, they both are very female looking.
They use both of the terms. One of them says identify as different genders, and the other one says George's gender transition made him. So it's hard to say exactly.
That would be expensive.
And there is.
Yes.
Well, there are expensive drugs you take during a transition in order to transition. So
it's not
cheap. And I don't
know
the price. I've never been through it, but I do know that. There's a lot. Like, the other person would have to agree. I mean, I guess not. They don't share the same bodies.
Right.
Here's a few more things.
All right.
So, by the way, so the Farrellys hire these two to be consultants on the film Stuck on You, which was a comedy set, like a 1997 movie. And when he found out about Reba's musical talent, when the Farrelly brothers found that out, they added her rendition over the credits. There was also a video made of that. I'm not sure if we have any of that we can put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
In 2002, Reba appeared on the Jerry Springer show singing Dr. Talk. Is that the one we just saw?
That seems like it, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. The twins, they say here, gave each other space for their pursuits. Reba told BBC Radio in 06, when I am singing, Lori is like another fan, except she's up on stage with me, covered by a blanket to reduce the distraction.
Oh, my God.
On the Jerry Springer show, the twins noted that Lori dates. Lori dated men, and they discussed the logistics. During Lori's dates, Reba said, I wasn't there in my mind. I was there bodily. I didn't look at anything or say anything. Lori said, I just forgot she was there. Lori said she only went so far with men. As for anything besides cuddling or kissing, I won't go further. I will give up my virginity on my wedding night. But then she did say, I've shared intimacy before. So
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
You do know. You're a lady.
Well, she says I'm going to be a lady. I'm a virgin.
Right. So what is it?
Stuff done to me. It's, I mean, people have seen my parts. I don't know. By the way, at a very early age, these two, they were given a year to live.
Right.
And at an early age, the parents placed them in an institution for the intellectually disabled in Reading, Pennsylvania. Because they weren't intellectually disabled, they helped the caregivers there make beds and feed the other children. And that's how Lori got into her laundry job. They were institutionalized until they were in their 20s. And then the wife of like the governor of Pennsylvania met them and went, this person is, these people are not, they're not where they should be. Mm. They need to, and she got them out and got them a life.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I can't defend the parents, but I can't imagine how incredibly difficult that whole thing must have been for everyone involved.
Well, it doesn't sound like the parents abandoned them. They just put them in a place where they could get care because they had there's brothers and sisters, and their mom died in 2019. They talk about these people, and they probably did visit them a lot. Oh, boy, they're playing guitar and singing. I mean, you know, they're having as full a life as they can.
But you're attached to the forehead.
I know. It's really very, very difficult. It's such an uncomfortable position.
That that's what all they know, and they're made the best of their lives. And it's incredible, actually, as you say it, that they, I mean, one of them you say dated, and what?
I know. It's just all very confusing.
And had the actual stance of, I'm waiting till my wedding night. Like,
yeah.
Oh, she had a fiance too, Lori.
Oh, mm-hmm. And that didn't.
He died in a motorcycle crash.
Some bad luck.
Oh, they say motor vehicle crash, though. That could be.
Well, anyway, we lost them. They died earlier this month at the age of 62.
Oh, rest Lori, in peace.
Lori and Dory originally, and then Lori and Reba, and then Lori and George Chappelle.
So Lori was the constant.
Mm-hmm. Lori was just Lori the whole time.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Two distinct people who pursued different lives together.
Good for them.
Yeah. So we'll put some of this stuff up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if mm-hmm. there's a video to that song or any of this stuff. But just fascinating. And really, I feel like a story like this, pause and think about it for a minute. Like, you know, look around you. Be grateful for what you have and know that even if things go horribly wrong, like there's a life to be eked out there. I feel like these are.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say, even if things are going horribly wrong for you, at least you can go to the bathroom by yourself. Like, these people were connected at the freaking forehead.
They never went to the bathroom by themselves, ever.
Oh, my God. I got to go again?
Among other
things.
We
just went. Yeah, right. Well, I got to go again. You got to get up.
Been drinking a lot of water. Let's go.
I'll wheel
you in there.
Can you imagine the bickering between those two?
Wow, I didn't even think about the bickering. I really felt
think of everyday tasks where you're like, are you kidding me? I just went to the bathroom. You could have gone while we were there. I didn't have to go 5 minutes ago. Okay, so now we've all got to get up and do this thing again.
Well, and the one twin definitely seems like they have to help the other one. The one is on a roll-around chair.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. has spina bifida. And the other one, and that chair looks like it's like one of those, what is that called? Like a hydraulic chair, a pneumatic chair. What is that? Like it can be lowered down so that the one person can sit down on the potty. There they are. Like
imagine. Lori couldn't drive, could she?
Oh, I don't believe that there was any driving happening.
Okay.
I just can't. I don't know how you would do that with someone basically on your lap.
Well, you'd have
over
to have
shoulder,
a, you know,
modified.
A European steering wheel, right? Because you'd have to have the person on your left sitting in the seat.
You would
so you could steer
have to have.
Otherwise, she'd be out. The guy would be out the window on the seat.
Right. Yes. Good point. I'm going to say no. They didn't drive.
Okay.
Just a guess.
Yeah, I can't find that answer for you.
Yeah. Maybe Vinny's the first person to ever ask the question.
I don't know. That's
all right.
Okay.
Anyway, there's the story of the conjoined twins, Lori and George Chappelle. SCA. It's like Chappelle. But it's with an S at the very beginning.
All right.
There you go. Long surviving conjoined twins, have died at age 62. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, Sarah, if you want, I can spoil Survivor after these.
Oh, that's okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Matt Nathanson. Headphones. We'll be seeing him in person here in the studio at 8 o'clock this morning. Very excited about that. Get ready for Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go get it. The Audacy app. You listen for 60 minutes a day, minimum of 60, and you'll get a daily entry. That simple as that. That daily entry gets you a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything Tay in the UK at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of the Sarah and Vinny Show every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m.
So wait!
All right, here's what's happening. I was just joshing about ruining Survivor for you, but I did watch it.
Oh, and thumbs up, thumbs down?
This is a very interesting group of people, I'll tell you that.
Oh, That's a good tease.
It's an interesting mix, and it's an interesting way they come about solutions to problems.
I look forward to watching it. We're setting time aside today.
They really do go...
They solve something, though, huh?
They jump around, though, a lot, is my point. Like, you find yourself going, boy, you people, crazy. Anyway,
okay.
Today's weather, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. I do see full-blown sunshine in the near future. Not today, but weekend and into the next week, looking pretty darn good.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that, yes.
All right, we had the world-famous newsman Scott Budman on yesterday to us about the TikTok app and the bill that had included, among other things, a ban on TikTok. Basically, TikTok is a China-based, Chinese government-owned app that has great success here in America.
Huge.
Actually, worldwide success. Whatever it's doing, the people love it.
The TikTok is for real.
And I should mention, so the effort to ban TikTok goes back to Donald Trump's presidency. He first introduced the idea of getting rid of TikTok because of its Chinese government ownership. Or not. What is it? Who is it? What?
Right. Exactly.
It's a company called ByteDance, but isn't everything owned by the Chinese government? And so it's a whole thing. But in the end, it didn't get banned. It's still here. President Biden signed the bill yesterday that could ban TikTok.
Bill.
Now, if you read on here, and by the way, the very next thing that Trump said was, just so the kids know, Biden did this. So when it comes time to vote and you're worried about your TikTok, just know President Biden did this despite having also attempted to do the same.
Well, I mean, we all use things for our own political gain, don't we?
No question.
I'm always running around blaming things on other people just to make sure that I get your vote.
Mm. Other politicians are out there saying things like this. TikTok is not going away. There is no more capitalistic entity than an organization controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They're going to sell it. They will sell it. They will keep it in business. It will be fine. You will not lose your TikTok. Now, I don't know if that's in fact true, but they do feel confident that there's no way they would just let this thing and its success be banned.
Mm-hmm.
So what American company would they feel comfortable working with? That's still to be determined. I can imagine, and Scott mentioned this yesterday, I can imagine there are companies saying, yeah, we'll get in. We'd love to get in on that action.
Right.
And you know, for example, while Google has had great success with many things.
Yes. Oh, it really
Gmail,
has.
Great. Mm. YouTube, mm. Great.
Big.
And I believe they have launched things in an effort to compete with TikTok. There's Instagram and Facebook did Reels.
Yep.
And there's something called YouTube Shorts. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. All day.
All day?
Yeah.
Now, they say that...
Leave it to Brian to have a clue what the hell's going on.
They say in the reading I've done that YouTube Shorts was introduced to compete with TikTok.
Yeah,
does it?
It does, because I'm on YouTube more than I am on Instagram, I find myself falling down that rabbit hole sometimes of YouTube Shorts. But the algorithm still isn't as good. And just the same as Instagram, they both are copying TikTok.
Yeah, the Reels thing, I find it to be very aggravating when I'm on Instagram and I'm really just trying to watch somebody's thing, and then the next thing I know I'm somewhere else. I'm in Reels and I don't know how to get back, and I'm just like an old person going, that's only when I tell it.
Back to the political element of this, the ban wouldn't be in play until after the election. So they've done that very specifically, and yet it will end up becoming part of the banter that they throw back and forth at each other. The bottom line is the bill got signed, and now it's up to the company and some American company to work out to negotiate a deal where that data that your kids and your friends and all the people are giving currently
really
will not be in the hands of the Chinese government. That's the ultimate goal. So it's been signed. We won't be dealing with this in real life until 2025. So you've got your app through the year.
Nice.
Makes me happy that I don't care about TikTok. Oh.
Woo. This is a fun story. I wanted to do something a little on the lighter side here.
All right.
Almost everyone can agree Disneyland rules.
Yes.
Okay.
Hardly ever find someone who's like, I don't like that place.
Disneyland is in the process of trying to expand. If you've been to the original park, we're talking about the one in Anaheim, down south in California. I've heard about the one in Florida, never been, but I've heard it's so enormous, you couldn't do it in 2 days.
Oh, God. You couldn't do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's enormous.
I can't even imagine that because I've only been to the Disneyland and it's a blast. I love it and my kids love it and it is small. It's surprising. Like you walk through there and you do realize they have space problems.
They do.
They really do. And they're trying to expand and the Anaheim city council has approved their expansion. They have a $1.9 billion plan to expand. I've never bothered to look at an overhead map of this current layout as it stands, but they've got loads of parking.
Yeah.
Who knows what they own that they haven't even, you know, turned the ground over on yet. So there, I don't know if they're going to build a, you know, a 10-story parking lot that goes straight up and then use all that space for more lands. But as they talk Disneyland now, as they talk about the expansion in their park, they are talking about all the plans that they have that we haven't told any stories of our new movies. We don't have Wakanda. We don't have Coco. Mm-hmm. We don't have Encanto. These are now all considered future parts of the park.
Right.
Lands within Disneyland. And as they say it, I can imagine if I'm frothing for it, you have to believe the real diehards are like, yes.
Yeah.
So that is in your near future. They still have to build it all, but they are absolutely in the planning process of what will become with the new space that they have been approved to use. They're talking in this article about Encanto Land, the Madrigals.
That's great.
We don't talk about
Bruno.
Beautiful. Yeah, it would be cool. I actually don't know. I don't know how big all these movies are comparatively. Like, is Coco bigger than Encanto?
No idea.
So I don't know. But they say here, we have Avatar, Tangled, Frozen, Zootopia, Toy Story, Black Panther, Coco, Tron, and Encanto. All in consideration for big lands at the expanded Disneyland park.
And you know the great thing about Disney is you know they're gonna do this right. Like,
yeah,
they never half-ass anything at that place. Like, and I feel good, nothing against all these other theme parks, but then there's Disney. Like, it's just such top-notch stuff that whatever they spend on it, they'll get that back. People will pay to see this stuff. You know you're going to have an amazing experience when you go to Disneyland or Disney World or Disney anything.
Right. Well, when I've stayed at Disneyland on the premises, so at their Disney Hotel, or there's the other one that's, what is that one called?
The Grand Californian?
That one, yes. The experience is profoundly better. It's more expensive.
Yeah.
But there you are. You're within the park. I remember our first time with Isla. She was 3 or whatever. And you're just worked by the end of a day at the park. You've been walking and doing all this stuff. And we're walking back to the hotel and the fireworks start. And we get to our hotel room and we're looking out the window and these fireworks are right outside our window. Mm. We're just sitting there going, it was the perfect day. And our kid's like so worked. She's just like, passed out. Yeah, out cold. And we're just like, oh, that's there it is.
Yeah.
Perfect. So anyway, Disneyland's expanding. It's all been approved. And now it's a matter of deciding, you know, they have the Imagineering teams that will sit down and decide which lands will we use. Mm. I can't wait to see it.
Right.
Oh, God, look at my time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, no Moana? I'm disappointed. I'm sure that's up for grabs, too. How could you not have a Moana land?
Honestly, you listed 10 movies, but there's 100 more. They really could, even if it's a small part or one little ride or whatever it is. I mean, the source material is endless from Disney.
Yes, for sure.
Starting at this list of highest grossing films in North America versus worldwide.
For Disney, specifically Disney.
I don't see Moana on either of them. I don't see Encanto on either of them. I do see Coco at number 19, highest grossing worldwide at...
What are the top ones?
The top ones?
These are all-time Disney movies?
Frozen's got to be up there.
Frozen 2 is at $1.4 billion. The Lion King's at $1.6 billion. So that's number one.
Okay.
Number three is Frozen Part 1.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, then Beauty and the Beast, Incredibles Part 2, Toy Story 4, then Toy Story 3.
Toy Stories,
yeah. So, and a lot of that is material that they've covered there, right? There's Toy Story stuff, isn't there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they're talking now about entire lands, like a whole dedicated corner of the park.
Like they did with Star Wars.
And you know what? The truth is, and I realize this, so I say it, I shouldn't have to, but I'll say it out loud. These movies aren't specifically aimed at me. And the first time I watched Encanto, I was like, meh. after a few watchings, it worked on me and I became someone who really does love it. But but my kids were in from go.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that'll end up playing out. But anyway, let's see here. Oh, where's this Disney article from? It's from the Merck News.
Yes.
Are we the only country banning TikTok? Do you know of any other countries doing this? The very next text, which I happen to know, I read the article. TikTok has been banned in India for over a year. Oh. And for lots of the same reasons. They also share a border and have had actual
problems.
Skirmishes mm-hmm. along the border, which would led to the ban as well. So there's that. 408 says, this season of Survivor is becoming a train wreck. I've lost interest.
Oh.
There's no question it's a train wreck.
Train wreck is true. I like train wrecks, though.
Yeah, I haven't lost interest at all.
I mean, that just sounds wrong, but it's, you know, yeah. I find that, you know, when things are going haywire on a show, I'm more interested rather than less.
This is interesting. So many things went through my head, and I shoved my fist in my mouth to not say them.
Oh.
408 says, you're saying those conjoined twins died at the same time, but they had separate bodies.
They did, but they had a shared circulatory system. They were joined at the head. Like, there was no separating them. They would have died. I don't think that means they shared a brain, though. I don't know.
925 says, the only way to make this conjoined twin story more interesting is to have a webcam on Vinny so we can watch him squirm.
Yeah. We do have one on him. So I don't know if it'll be a clip of the day.
415 says, she's baiting you, Vin. Hold strong. Yeah,
you did well. I thought I was like, look at him.
Look, I really do understand our audience and a Bay Area audience in particular. They have feelings for these types of stories, and I get that. And jokes aren't always welcome.
Right.
I tried to just keep my cool.
I feel like sometimes things don't have to be funny when they're interesting. I think that's an incredibly interesting story. Something just to consider, like, what would your life be like if you were a conjoined twin?
Oh, yeah. I found it interesting. I just didn't want to make light of it. 707 says, it's been a month and my cough is still lingering. Just keep cough drops handy, Vin. It's so annoying. Another one says, I had that cold and cough for a month. I'm so sorry you have it, too. Someone else wrote in and said, they're calling that the 100-day cough. Please, God, no.
100-day cough? You know, my kid had one of those coughs, too, and he wound up just having to go. He got, like, loaded up with all kinds of meds and finally is past that cough.
I told you both my kids had it the first half of this year. They're like, not half, because we're not even there yet. But, I mean, the first 2 months of this year, they were both coughing on and off. And we were like, what is this? Like, you got better and now you're worse. You're
fine, but you're still coughing.
Anyway, I'm doing all the things I can do. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't go out late. I'm just
trying to get your rest,
drinking water. I'm getting rest. So it'll be done when it's done. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How to make a dweeb into a dreamboat.
It's Alice.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.